And welcome to Season 9, Episode 8 of Swimming with a Fish. I am Crutch. So very glad to be here today. We are trying to get our ducks in a row. There's so many things going on, but we wanted to make sure we gave you a show this week. And as always, I am here with the two best partners I could have, the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm awesome, and I thank you both for accommodating my schedule this week.
Well, we know you're on a very important mission.
That's right. That's right. It's a mission that Hurricane has deemed that I do, so it shall be done.
That's right.
So she has written, so I shall do it.
Somehow I don't picture her wearing the whole turban and holding her hands on her hips and all that from the old Brenner days.
No, but I'd probably get a slap in the head if I didn't do it.
Well, yeah. Okay. That's not bad. Chief, how are you?
I don't take her to Taekwondo for the obvious reasons, because
she can legitimately slap you there.
Yeah, I don't want my butt kicked. Oh, it would be encouraged.
Sounds like husband abuse.
My last, we had another husband and wife who both became black belts.
Mm-hmm.
The last person that they each sparred before they got their black belt was each other.
Ooh. A lot of pent-up.
And you have a lot of adrenaline by the time you get to that last bout.
And across there is the person who you love.
And we cheer you on, too. Yeah, yeah, hit him!
Nice. Chief, do you condone violence between husband and wife?
I'm violence-free.
Living proof.
Well, so my thing is that the violence is all in my head, and I just try to make sure it stays there, never escapes.
Good man.
How are things down in Texas? Is it a little warmer for you, at least?
Yeah, it is, but I still have my jacket on, even though it was 70 something degrees.
Oh, lucky you. Because
it's currently 62, and that's the cold part of the day. But again, it's cold. I don't appreciate this. There's so much going on. And on Friday decided, like, hey, the week is going great. And then Friday happened. And it's like that killed the mood for everyone. And now everyone is upset. There's nothing I can do about it. And having multiple upset women in your house is not the way you want to go.
I had no idea they would be that upset that Microsoft was canceling Skype.
Proverbs has advice about that, Chief. Says it's better to live in a mud hut than in a fine home with an angry woman.
Yeah, see, I was afraid we were going in that direction.
Yeah, and wisdom of Solomon right there, brother.
All right.
Smile and nod. That's all I can tell you. That works for me. Smile and nod.
But there's no smiling. There's no smiling.
There's no smiling in Eastern Europe.
Well, agitated scowls. That's what I have.
Apparently not. When your leader comes, you know, dressed in his jammies with kind of an attitude, well, that's a problem.
Well, no, they understand that. And that's why they're like, how... Much like in a history of violence, how could you mess this up? Because different words were used.
You know the part I truly don't understand?
What?
President Z was asking for, well, I want a guarantee of security. It was like, well, we're kind of like dealing with the mob. If we have interests, business interests together, You have our protection. I would have thought that came without saying, wouldn't you?
That is not. Okay. You do not read between the Ukrainian lines.
No, obviously not.
He was not asking for protection for his people. He was asking about his protection. Once things got quelled, there are many Ukrainians who also want him dead. So notice which country he has not returned to.
He's hanging out in Europe right now.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So as my wife said, he's a dead man. And I was like, it won't be by your hand, right? And she just looked at me and walked away.
As we speak, she's booking a ticket to Vienna with an extended flight somewhere else, you know.
Hey, who can say?
Who can
say? Well, then works hard. Maybe she needs a little vacation.
Right.
We all know. Leave that fine woman alone, sir.
Siberian Express is taking a vacation.
The thing that I don't get is that so I had another person tell me how bad our vice president was. And I said, which team are you rooting for? And they said, well, what do you mean? And I said, one was America, and the other is a place across the world that you don't know about. You don't understand the politics. And she's like, well, I just don't like bullies. I said, did you watch all of it? Tell me where you actually saw the thing. Because Forbes and a lot of people just had it, no commentary, but there were some that were speaking over it, like, oh, can you believe this? Look at the demeanor. Look at this man mansplaining and spreading his legs and all this kind of stuff. Like, things that had nothing to do with it. So when I asked that, well, I don't know where I was watching it. Like, I understand that translation to mean you're not going to tell me because you know it was a specific site that hates Orange Man and was going to say anything. And that is, it is weird that even left-leaning comedians are like, this has got to stop eventually, right? And the answer is no, it will never stop, and they should know.
But, well, I mean, let's be honest. This is we're basically back to World War One. They just didn't dig the trenches. Nothing's moving. In fact, I think the latest analysis was at the current rate of ground being captured and such, the USS, I'm sorry, not US, Russia, will overtake
it's still
Ukraine in like 83 years at the current rate. Okay. So, I mean, it's basically, it's an attrition, which means it's all shelling each other to, you know, bombing the snot out of the other ones. And of course, lots of people not involved in fighting get killed.
Do we have to throw away so much of the treasure of two nations, all those young lives? Really? For this? Do we have to?
Apparently, there are people who think that's much more important than the possibility of a peace plan that had anything to do with the President of the United States.
I mean, people
are willing to have other people die just to own Trump. Yay.
Yeah. I'll be honest. My political view of this is right now, today, I don't think Ukraine gets the land back right now. Maybe somebody else is in charge of Russia, however long that's going to be. They might get some of it back.
Yeah.
I don't know. But right now, I don't see that happening. But the bleeding can stop, the advancing can be stopped, and maybe they get a little land back. I don't know.
And if the deal on the rare earth stuff had gone through, we would be flooding the place with engineers and technicians and mining experts and lots of American people.
Military advisors. Oh, sorry.
Anyway, you know, but there'd be lots of sheets with U.S. passports there. And you know for a fact that Russia is probably smart enough not to bomb a city full of Americans, regardless of the city. I'd like to think they are. Maybe some, you know, cooler heads would prevail. And maybe, just maybe, that would be considered the security thing that, you know, everybody thinks President Z was going for.
Honestly, I think it's a better deal than joining NATO for Ukraine. I mean, I don't know, because you're right, Chief. I do not understand the politics over there. But from here, I look at that and go, you got the country that pays for all of NATO anyhow. Of course, yeah. I say that as an ugly American.
Yeah.
So, they're never getting that land back because that's their land bridge to their only warm water port. That has been made abundantly clear. It doesn't matter who's leading the country. And then, so that
is... You're talking Crimea or Donbass?
No, so that's the thing. The Donbass gets you to Crimea. And Crimea had Sevastopol, and Sevastopol.
My geography sucks.
Yeah. So Crimea is like a peninsula. It's like if you had to get to Florida, well, you've got to make a way through the Carolinas, Georgia, and all that if you were coming from Maryland, right? It's a straight spot down. So think of it like that, and that is what they've done. And there's also a...
We're losing Georgia?
Yeah. Okay.
Darn it. Okay.
I don't know how to help you sometimes. If your geography is that bad.
I don't know how to help you sometimes.
It's okay, Crutch.
It's most of the rest of my life, Chief.
Crutch, more peaches are grown in South Carolina. It'll be okay.
Okay.
We might lose...
Where will Steele do his TV shows?
You know, he'll have just as many people watching him.
Made in Georgia.
Well, there's another Georgia, you know.
There is.
Yeah, he's not doing his TV shows over there.
Well, he might be if Georgia gets taken over.
Miss in Georgia. Oh, sorry.
Oh boy.
Weren't they featured in the Beatles song back in the USSR?
The Georgian Girls?
Yeah.
I think so. I have to go check the lyrics now.
Yeah, that Georgia's always on my mind.
Yep. That confused a lot of people in America. They don't know nothing about nothing.
Would you guys like to hear Goon's Jokes of the Week for something a little less heavy?
No, for something a lot lighter. Well, that would be Goon because he's taking meds. Sorry.
The not eating much continues.
Well,
it's
can't afford to, you know.
And it remains very strange.
What? The whole not wanting to eat?
Kind of just not needing to eat.
Cool.
And the less I eat, the less I seem to want to.
But don't just...
I'm drinking a lot of fluids, but you need that anyhow. Okay. So you guys remember my lab having flooded?
How can we forget?
Yeah.
Did we talk about it flooding twice?
No.
Okay. So 2 weeks ago, Thursday, it flooded. Wednesday, they fixed it by Friday. And they said, we're going to dry everything out. The electricians and the maintenance guys will come in over the weekend. They'll turn everything back on except for the computers. Monday, when you come in, you can start everything up. Our guy goes in Monday. Same thing. Flooded again.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now I now know what happened. The first time was a heating pipe that broke, and you know that's you guys have both been in that building. It's an old building, and they heat and cool it by pumping alternately hot water or chilled water through the building, and that's how they get their AC and their heat.
Because
when the building was built in the '60s, that's how you provided heat to a big campus, a big boiler chiller somewhere, and you pump the water where you needed to go. So the first time was one of those pipes broke. They fixed that. When the AC guys turned on the AC, they didn't do it right. And one of the condensate valves malfunctioned and gave us not quite as bad, but a pretty bad leak. So they spent the whole week. Yeah. So they spent the whole week fixing all of that and cleaning it up again. And I was talking with a friend at the office who will give the code name Drake. And I respect Drake even more for how quick he is on Huma.
Huma?
Yeah, because I talked about, you know, I said, hey, has anybody checked the tides in the lab? You know, that's where the conversation started.
That's good.
And he told me that it had flooded again and what had happened. And I went, man, we must just have like demons in that lab. And he goes, well, you know, exorcisms are so expensive. And I thought, well, that was pretty funny. I go, listen, I got a vial of holy water in my car. And he goes, oh, they have all the water they need. So next time we do mugs, Drake's got to get one. Well done, sir.
Well done, sir.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they got all the water they need.
It's like, well, okay then. Okay. And the other one comes from a comedian that I saw on Dry Bar Comedy Channel on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If you look up, his show is called Florida is Really Scary. And he does a wonderful routine about trying to get his Army ID renewed. The facial features alone will make you laugh till you cry. But one of the things that he talked about was that when he was in Florida, he worked for a call center. And he goes, yes, it was as terrible as you think it was. But he goes, you know, I would have to write when I would call you and you would know that it was, he goes, our company name was always prominently displayed on your caller ID. You've seen it, possibly scammer. So none of you would answer. And on my logbook, I would have to put N-A for no answer.
No answer. Sure.
He goes, to keep myself from being bored, after 16 lines of that, I would write Batman.
What? Do it in your head.
Wait. And then he said, Chief, if the person next to you doesn't chuckle, they're too young for you. You got it, didn't you?
Now I got it, yeah.
The Batman. We counted, by the way, there are 16, which means he counted.
Oh, go. Na 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 na. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Yep. 16. Four measures. Yeah, that's right.
And it's ridiculous.
Oh, man,
where we are in the world now.
You know what? We needed a little laughter. We did. There's been a lot of goodbyes this week. Right? There was the goodbye we just talked about.
Yeah. There's the oh so very serious goodbye of Microsoft has decided to I do appreciate the fact that they're shutting down Skype on Cinco de Mayo. It's like, what a perfect day to do that. We're all gonna be drinking. We'll wake up the next day. Where did my Skype go?
Yes. That's right. We'll have to find some new way to do this show.
Yes. Little behind the scenes, inside baseball. We record a Skype conversation to make our show because we are not co-located. As much as it sounds like we're just chimmying up in a room together, we are at least two of us are at least 20 miles apart. And then the other guy is like 1,500 miles away.
Yes.
Is it about 1,500? Chief?
Took me 2 days to drive there.
No. Yeah.
That's a lot.
We don't need a road trip, Crash. We'll take your car.
Also, as all the working parts, yeah.
I've decided that I'm going to get a new truck, and in Texas, a new truck has about 137,000 miles on it. So that's the Goon approves.
Wow, Goon approves. You should get a sticker. Yeah.
You have my blessing, my son. I will get you a Goon-approved sticker.
So, I said, what is old? And they said, old is when you get past 350,000 miles. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
So, I wish I could have taken a picture of it, but there was a 1920s car on the side of the Blizzard.
That's a little old, dude. That's, parts will be hard to get.
And, I don't know what you would even call it because it's not a hood. The side of the front was open and it was abandoned. So I was like, I guess it broke down. And if it's going to stay there, I think it's in walking distance. I can take a picture of it.
No, I mean, that's how the hood used to open was from the side.
From the side.
Yeah, no, I understand that. It is open there and it was abandoned.
It's open to the elements.
Yeah. And yeah.
Well, that coats it in that metal-saving rust.
Patina.
Oh, patina. Nice. That's very nice.
Thank you. The worst thing you can do is take that off of something.
I know that I got a... When I went to church, it was there. When I came back, it was there. So I'm guessing it's still there. And this...
1920s?
Yeah, well, I'm going to look. I know what it looks like, so I will get you the what it looks like, and then you can tell me.
Model A wagon. Yeah.
See if it starts with a crank. That would be fun.
So, there was no crank.
Never have to worry about your starter going down.
No, but was there a hole in the to put in a crank?
Yeah, the crank doesn't stay in there. You take the crank out.
Yeah, otherwise,
it's a death wheel.
Otherwise, the cops pull you over and go, what are you, some kind of a wise guy?
I don't know what to say about.
Can you imagine
if it kept spinning?
Oh, that would be. It doesn't do that.
It might have been spiky wheels in the chariots in Ben-Hur.
But it's in the front.
Or, exactly. Or Greece. Actually, he had them in Greece, too.
So,
I did find an image of it. So now, prepare to be amazed. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are on Highway 11 right after the 19th Dollar General that you passed, you should see this just chilling on the side of the road.
Wow.
That is not the right thing.
No. Wrong president. Oh, that is cool. I would.
Oh my goodness.
That's beautiful.
And
ladies and gentlemen, this is a beautiful car. What kind of car is this?
It was a Ford Model A.
Ford Model A.
And,
yeah.
And if you look there in the bottom.
It came after the Model T, go figure, you know.
Yes. And if you look there on the radiator at the very bottom, there's the aforementioned hole for the crank.
Yes, sir. There it is. That black circle. That's a hole. I will include this picture in our show.
That's
for all of y'all. That's a BE though.
If anyone is on Highway 11, they should see it on the side of the road. That's where it is.
That's not really a truck though. That's more of a really nice touring sedan.
I don't look, man. It's
good. Think we could buy one and drive it down to Chief?
What if I win Powerball?
Okay.
How's it going?
Thanks for asking.
It's going about the same, is it?
Same as it ever was.
Okay, well then.
Mr. Consistency.
We don't need to cover that anymore. Hey, can we talk about the pictures of food we got from Mr. and Mrs. Browning?
Oh, heck yeah.
It feels good knowing that someone is eating well, you know?
Oh my goodness.
Including, it includes possums, too.
Well, no, that was your addition.
Yeah.
I did not. Did I post the possum? I did post the possum. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. But why not? Yeah, actually, I'll post those pictures as well because, let's be honest, kids, kiddies, that was some fine eating from one Mrs. Browning.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. The cherry Danish looks like my favorite.
It just looks like your favorite. See, you've got to make sure it is your favorite.
Well, we can only find out if it was our favorite. We actually had some.
Yes.
I'll go gas up the car and come get you, Gretch.
I'm a little concerned. Danishes as long as my forearm make me a little nervous.
Why?
Now listen, I'm going to go into a sugar coma.
Unlike some people, I have not been able to consume mass quantities of food in a long time.
You stand by with the hypo, okay?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm willing to give my all for my friends and try this out.
I am not surprised one bit.
Oh.
Not one bit. Yeah.
Oh, my God. There they are.
Yeah, they look outstanding. They truly do. And to be honest with you, I'm a fan of cheese Danish, too, so. You know,
I like cheese Danish too. I just like cherry a lot, even more.
Even more.
It's like the SpongeBob episode when he's just rubbing the two pickles together with a smile on his face.
Yes, indeed.
It seems kind of wrong, but okay.
All life may be explained through SpongeBob.
Our own president, or I'm sorry, our own chief Doge officer is using SpongeBob now in this meme, so it's like, why not? Why not?
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yes, if anything else, you have to admit that this guy is the ginormous man child.
Oh, without a doubt. You know,
no doubt.
The number one fan sent me a text message. Do you know he has 14 children? And I went, I'm pretty sure he can afford them.
You know, yeah, he's it's the frequency that he has it with the folks that are, because again, this he went back to, I'm guessing, a reliable source who was like, I already had a couple with you, so.
Is that what you're going to call it? Reliable source. That's funny.
I don't know how to say.
I like Jasper.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Sure. Gosh. I mean, they have multiple kids. Now they just have one more.
Right.
Apparently, he had it with other people, and there were people saying, "Oh, it's just surrogates," or it was in vitro, or it was this and that. I was like, the point is, it's more of him. So what do you think his goal is?
Populate the whole world with people who look like him.
So, I mean, if that was, then why does he not just adopt the Nick Cannon approach? Because there are
Nick Cannon approach.
Yes, Nick Cannon has 11. I mean, who's Evander Holyfield has a whole bunch as well.
Mm.
DMX did as well. They say the more money you have, the more baby mamas. And him being worth the most, even though he does not have the liquid assets, I don't understand why he does not go to the struggling areas like Japan, South Korea,
and help populate them.
They have services for that now. I mean, it's not like he needs more money, but they are offering it. And I know my wife wants grandkids in the worst way. And this is in a trip to Japan. It may be.
Wait a second. Are either of your... either the ogring, seriously involved with someone of the fairer gender sex?
They're called girls.
I don't want to offend anyone. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna have to bring back the electrode sound. You keep talking like that.
But they are trying to get everything in order. So as soon as they have a stable job, a domicile, then they feel the need to go out and start doing that. And by that time, the amount of straight men left should be drastically reduced, so they will be a commodity.
No, I'm just like, I know for where you speak. One of my nieces is, my wife's niece has a new boyfriend. We got to meet him last week. Nice guy. And it turns out he is a Philadelphia Eagles. That's a NFL football team for the non-sporty folks. He's an Eagles fan. So of course he's very happy about Super Bowl and all that. My other niece, who's very much a Ravens fan, was not very happy with her. And she's also, just got her brand new job, and she's, single and looking for guys. And it's a tough market out there from what I hear. So it's, again, the whole, straight guy thing. So I'm glad I'm not out in that world single now. It would be a mess. Yeah.
Have you heard of Drizzle Drizzle?
Drizzle Drizzle?
Yes. Yes, now I have.
You were waiting to see here.
I heard it from a YouTube channel, Emily King.
Ah, okay.
She was talking about it, and I was like, I don't know what that is. And I watched, and she told me.
Yes.
So, well, not personally, but, you know.
Yeah, so Drizzle Drizzle is basically the, I spent enough time to look like this. You will pay for my thing, but it's the guy saying it. You know, so I was like, I don't need to pay for you. You're using up my time. My time is worth this much money. Therefore, just by me coming here, you owe me.
Wow.
Drizzle Drizzle.
Yes, you have to say that at the end of all your zudriously ridiculous statements. You know, like, you know how much it costs to get this haircut, Drizzle Drizzle? Or, you know, this wasp didn't buy itself, Drizzle Drizzle.
I showered. Do you know how much money I made? I'm worth while I was showering? How much I could have made?
Drizzle Drizzle. Wow.
So,
look at me, old folks, learning the new lingo.
You're scaring me a little bit there.
That's right. I'm going to have a cat.
Tell her good luck. You'll have to go south or somewhere where people still understand that, or people have not learned that way of thinking yet. You don't have to worry about weird things and all the advice that your parents might tell you is way out the window, like, just off the bat. Which is another reason why the Siberian Express is, like, things that my kids may already be a lost cause. And she just wants to arrange something. You know, like, you know what? That, in today's age, that might not be too bad, because that means that the person will be vetted ahead of time. And,
well, that's true.
You know, yeah. I mean, it takes a lot of pressure off the couple. If somebody else just said, no, we've checked you both out. You're good for each other.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? That may be coming.
But by the way, Crutch, the whole Drizzle Drizzle thing was a response to women having things like, this is a list of places that are not acceptable on a first date.
Yeah, you know, it's... I know. What the heck was that about? I saw that
one. Well, I mean, it's like, look, I don't know if we're going to be compatible or not.
You know, what reminds me, I remember seeing this story about a guy who, brought out, went on a date with a young lady, and she brought her best friend. And, it's like, well, I don't know you. It's like, we're going to public places. But she brought her best friend, and the two of them ordered all kinds of expensive stuff on the menu. And basically, he went up to the front desk. He paid for his portion of the bill, and he left. And I'm thinking, I don't really see anything wrong with that.
Well, no, that's, here's your answer.
There you go. Enjoy your meal.
Now, my first date with Hurricane, I had a more expensive first date planned.
Mm.
We were going to go to this opera in Hartford, Connecticut. But it was at the Civic Center, and it had like a 10-story pyramid built where the ice rink would be, and real live animals, and, you know.
Wow.
It was going to be a fun thing. And she said, you know, before we do all of that, I'd like to go to the local fair, and it just so happens that I have a double date with my sister. And I'm like, okay, that was fine.
Mm-hmm. Probably saved $30.
I don't know. It was, we stayed at the fair all day. We got there at 7 in the morning, and we didn't leave till 10 at night.
Wow.
It was a long first date. We had a good time. We clicked, but she didn't know whether that was going to happen. Neither did I.
Right.
So, you know, The one that I thought Quetch was going to say, that I saw, was a person invited who he thought was his girlfriend out, and she brought her friend, and they were ordering all the wines. And he said, "Man, I'm having such a great time, but you know, this wine is going right through me. I need to go to the restroom." And he videotapes himself just walking out. Because
he didn't even pay for his part of the deal, huh?
Yeah, he didn't even do that. Because this is what I do not understand.
They all have the 10s. Every woman thinks she's a 10.
Whether you're a 10 or not, but why do you think that you can bring a friend? If you like the person, why would you not want to get to know that person better? And why would you bring, unless you just, because the Siberian Express has explained to me that she says women are angry cats, and sometimes they want to show off what they have the other person doesn't have, just to make the other one feel bad, whether you're a friend or not.
Right.
And I was like, this doesn't make any sense, but then I got to see it, and I said, this is stupid. So, of course, you can't say that to your spouse.
No. And wake up dead the next morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Not without the spread of violence, though.
Yeah, you don't want a good case of deceased.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. If I was on a date and I was meeting her at the restaurant and she shows up with someone else in tow, "Oh, this is my friend, she's going to join us," I'm like, "Oh," and I would stand up and I would seat them both and I would just continue to walk out. Because I'm a gentleman, you know.
Well, you know, as long as you're putting in front. Again, I don't understand, and that's why I feel so bad for the Ogryn, for the Crutchling. But thankfully, Grunchild does not have to deal with this. But you know, the nieces that you have and everyone else that is just having to navigate this wild new world, which is why certain populations are drastically declining, because they're like, I will take myself out of the gene pool altogether.
So what's even weirder, right, is, I mean, to be honest with you, I started going out on dates, if you want to call them that, where, you know, single individual goes with a single individual of the opposite sex somewhere and enjoys some form of entertainment at like age 15, right? And I know for a fact, my son, my three nieces didn't date at all, and they're all out of high school and in college now, or out of college and working. I'm like, it may not lead to the love of your life. I mean, some people do marry their high school sweethearts, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, you know, practice. You gotta walk before you can run, you know? And they don't have the skills to go up to somebody and say, "Hey, I would really like to spend, you know, an evening at the movies and dinner with you. What do you think?" You know? And they're all buried in devices and, you know, stuff. So I don't know.
You're saying we're all just prisoners here of our own device?
Absolutely. Very well done. Look at you.
The question is, after you said that, hey, you know, you look pretty, would you like to go out?
Oh, dude, I got shot down so many times. I might as well have been a World War II bomber. Yeah. So, but you develop a thicker skin. Nowadays, you know, no, I'm going to need therapy. You know,
that is the point. There is no thicker skin now. There is any answer besides yes is a problem. And it's not just, this isn't an American thing. This is global, because from what I was understanding, the Japanese were just like, "I don't want to hear no. This AI is not going to tell me no. I'm going to stick with the AI."
Yeah, yeah. There's AI companions now. I'm like, yep, we're doomed as a race.
Well, if that's
the robots won't have to kill us. We're literally going to die off.
And that's the key right there, because it's not just the AI. It is the robot companions, because they are made for the lonely, and the lonely keep growing because no one wants to go outside.
Right.
Oh, this is bad, and I don't see this ending anytime soon.
Yep. So on top of goodbye to Windows Skype and goodbye to, Ukrainian peace and goodbye to a federal employees who can't write a 5-bullet point. Now we're going to say goodbye to the civilization.
Apparently so.
There's a lot of goodbyes today.
It had to end eventually.
It had to. Can we make it to next year? I really want to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Just one more year. Come on. Come on. We could do that.
Right? I'd like them to wait until you run the lottery, which, you know.
Guarantees our existence for trillions of years.
I just want to know the over under, because the thing that
we're being under, you know.
One thing for sure is if they do an audit of Fort Knox and it's empty.
Oh, lordy lord.
Then we have no economy and we go into free fall. And then my wife will stare at me and say, I told you. And she will start bringing up Soviet Union stuff. And I will start bringing up my checklist of, yeah, I took care of that. Yeah, I took care of that. because there's nothing like someone who's gone through a societal collapse before and saying, these are the things that happened. And not knowing that there's a difference between proper doomsday prepper and then what happens in Texas. Because Texas, if Texas could take over the rest of the country, they would. That is the mindset.
You all need help, and we're here to help.
We're here to help you. Here's what you do.
Right. First, we have a much simpler flag, easier for you to draw on a piece of paper.
You got to start somewhere.
Okay? Oh, lordy lord. Well, folks, I'm sure you're thrilled with the outcome of this show. We're going to say goodbye to a lot of stuff. Some of it's probably good to say goodbye to. I mean, you know, I like Skype. We'll see how that all plays out. Saying goodbye to maybe we can say goodbye to presidency. Maybe the folks over there will get a new president. I'm not suggesting anything untoward. You know, let's do it through like elections and stuff. But it doesn't sound like the Siberian Express thinks that's going to happen.
It's not.
But before we say goodbye, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by the Swimming with the Fish Museum of Microsoft Antiquities. Join us for a romp through the software of yesterday. Microsoft Bob, Microsoft Money, and now dear old Microsoft Skype. See our OS2 and Microsoft Explorer wings to see the internet with only bulletin boards, cat videos, and timeshare ads. And Crutch! Exclamation point announces a service for apologizing politicians. SAP! Insult your allies recently? Come and see us. We can help with a special apology package of Diet Coke, Big Macs, and rare earths. Don't delay. We could have helped Richard Nixon and Gary Hart. Nobody even remembers them. Don't become a footnote to history. Use SAP today. And Goon's Telegraph delivers uncomfortable goodbye messages for you. Got a new or soon to be ex? Goon's service sends a message with, "If the phone doesn't ring, it's me," playing in the background. The message will have a gentle goodbye message like, "See ya." This will be get out in parts of the country that are not Baltimore. Why deliver uncomfortable news when you don't have to? Not everyone has a vice president to help you, after all. Another fine, happy poll service. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Poll LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.